The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. In a Friday market at the crossroads called Shada on the island of Lagunav in Haiti, I stopped at the rum seller's table. I wanted to buy some Clairin, local rum, distilled sugarcane spirits. If you want some rum, you have to buy this, the man said, and indicated a bottle of Babincourt, the Haitian national rum, the seal on the cap, undisturbed. I wanted Clairin, what the locals drank. It's pinkish and so sugary it's practically nutritious. They make another spirit drink locally, tafia. The maker goes out and picks a special combination of leaves, stuffs a bottle with them, and pours in Clairin. The mixture is then stored in a dark place for weeks or months while the leaves steep into the Clairin and it becomes tafia. I wasn't after tafia. I just wanted a little bottle of Clairin, but the vendor shook his head. You don't understand, he said. This, and he waved at the bottles of Clairin, is for people with no self-respect. You want a little drink down again? You take this, and he held out the bottle of commercial rum. I still wanted the Clairin. He said no. I moved on. I thought he might chase me down, sell it to me after all when it was clear I wasn't going to buy the expensive stuff. But he didn't. I don't know the whole sociology of alcohol consumption in Haiti. In the countryside, there's a few known drunkards that reliably squander family resources on drink. There's definitely a connection between domestic violence and alcohol consumption. What you don't see much of, though, is casual drinking, social drinking. If alcohol isn't a gotta-have-it thing for someone, well, there's a lot of other things people need more. And so I've ended up knowing a lot of people happy to take a drink now and again, who hardly ever do. Once I attended a going-away party for a visitor who had spent several months in the community and became very popular with a lot of folks. The room was already elbow to elbow with people when the guest of honor showed up, bearing an unopened bottle of Babincourt rum. She unscrewed the top, took a pull, and handed off the bottle. Within minutes, the party erupted. A guitar was passed from hand to hand. People whooped, sang, and told riddles. They made up jokes and acted out stories about each other. Children played chase and did acrobatics. Everybody danced. And by 9 o'clock, the whole party had folded up and everyone had gone home. The party lived on the whole next day in everyone's imagination, though. People retold the jokes and repeated the best lyrics to the improvised songs. People who weren't there told you the stories they heard about you. They told you what they would have done if they had been there. I think about college students and their famous drinking rituals. And I think about how that bottle of rum spilled into the community that night, a perfect homeopathic dose that set good spirits loose for everybody. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.